As many of you know, obstructive sleep apnea can have severe effects on a patient's health and quality of life. Beyond CPAP and mandibular advancement appliances, orthognathic surgery to advance both the mandible and maxilla is quickly becoming a viable third option for some patients with the disease. I'd like to share with you now the findings from a study in the March 2016 issue of the Journal of Oral and Maxillofacial Surgery titled Objective and Subjective Outcomes Following Maxillomandibular Advancement Surgery for Treatment of Patients with Extremely Severe Obstructive Sleep Apnea. As the title suggests, the aim was to describe the treatment effects of maxillomandibular advancement surgery in a very specific group of patients, which are typically very challenging to treat by conventional means. Obese adults with extremely severe obstructive sleep apnea, who on average are having obstructive events twice every minute of sleep. For this retrospective case series, the health records of all patients undergoing the maxillomandibular advancement surgery for treatment of obstructive sleep apnea at a university-affiliated hospital during an 18-year period were reviewed. Eligibility criteria included available pre- and post-surgery polysomnography data and a baseline apnea hypopnea index, or AHI, of at least 100. Patients also completed pre- and post-treatment questionnaires regarding amount of CPAP used and subjective symptoms of daytime sleepiness, snoring, and satisfaction with surgical treatment. Following the review, a total of 13 patients, including two females, with a mean age of 39 years, met all eligibility criteria and were included for further analysis. The average pre- and post-operative AHI for the sample was 118 and 16, respectively, though one patient was considered a surgical failure with a post-treatment AHI of 95. Subjective measures of sleepiness and snoring were found to dramatically improve in all patients in whom data was available, and all patients considered the surgery a worthwhile experience. Based on these reports, the authors stated that maxillomandibular advancement for the treatment of extremely severe obstructive sleep apnea can be a highly successful one-stage surgery, improving both subjective and objective measures of the disease. Though this paper nicely demonstrates that orthognathic surgery to advance both jaws is generally effective for this patient population, it involves a very limited sample size and outcome data. Hopefully, this will stimulate improved record-taking and prospective clinical trials by our surgical colleagues to allow for more sophisticated analysis of surgical treatment in the future. The complete version of this article by Reg Gurey and colleagues from Dalhousie University can be found in the March 2016 issue of the Journal of Oral and Maxillofacial Surgery.